Well, the big rally is happening in Tampa today at Raymond James Stadium. And joining us right now is our Tampa friend and someone who has made us all proud. That's Kaylee McEnany, the senior campaign advisor for the president. And Kaylee, just saw you on Fox and Friends a little bit earlier.
Hey, Jack. Great to join you. Can't wait to come back to Tampa, join you in my hometown with the president. And it's going to be an incredible day at Raymond James Stadium.
Kaylee, what do you expect the next week to be? Well, less than a week now, but the next couple days to be like leading up to the election?
It's going to be nonstop. I think we still have north of 20 rallies left. We're about to head into five-a-day rallies all over the country. The president's working hard for the vote of the American people, and I encourage your listeners to ask yourself this. If Joe Biden won't fight for your vote, he's not going to fight for you as president. He has a very light campaign schedule, has this whole time, wants to lock down our country just like he's locked down in his basement, while this president wants to reopen safely, and I think his rally schedule is evidence of that.
Yeah, there is definitely a very sharp contrast between these two candidates, and people shouldn't have any problem whatsoever in saying, I want to go for this guy, the president of the United States, and reelect him, or if they happen to lean towards socialism and a few other things like that, they might say, well, I'm going for this guy.
Yeah, the contrast cannot be clearer. Look, on the economy, you have a president who's led us to the greatest economy in modern history. He's doing it again after the lockdown, versus a candidate that wants to raise your taxes. He said it, the individual mandate comes back on day one. Trump tax cuts go away on day one. That's an increase in taxes on the average American, on healthcare. We finally see drug costs coming down, finally see healthcare costs coming down. And you take Medicare for all, as they call it, but it's really socialized medicine, would take away your healthcare. And just the contrast cannot be clearer on COVID as well, lockdown versus safely reopening.
Kaylee, here's what really bothers me about the president. I'm 30. He's 74. How does he have the energy that he has?
Look, it's a great question. I wake up every day more tired than I've ever been, and he wakes up every day and has more energy by the end of the day than I even had waking up. It's really incredible. It's something to behold. Even last night on the plane, he's over there talking to Kevin McCarthy and the rest of the team up until like 11 p.m. when we landed, and I just don't know how he does it.
Yeah, the amazing thing is he has been doing so many rallies and things just nonstop, because I have Fox News on there and I'll see him popping up again and again and again. And I'm thinking, you know, when this thing's over, he's going to be bored.
Yes, he will. But, you know, the ironic part is when this thing is over, I hear people saying, are you going to take a 2-week vacation? There's no vacations in Trump world. He may take 24 hours, but he'll be back at work very quickly here after the election.
Well, Kaylee, you have to come by here and see us in person sometime.
I can't wait. I will certainly be doing that when I get back to Tampa after the election.
And tell the president, if he wants to come on the air with us one morning and make an appearance right here, we would love to have him on with us at whatever time he wants to go on.
I certainly will pass that along, and I know he'd love to join you.
Well, that would be great, and we helped him get elected first time back in 2016. So, Kaylee, again, we're mighty proud of you, and thanks for joining us this morning on AM Tampa Bay.
That's right. Thank you so much. Really enjoy it.